Well, if you cut your grass and your hay and it comes up again, what do you call that?
Growed up.
Okay. Would you say you're gonna have a, are you gonna have a word for it if you're gonna cut it again?
I don't get it.
Well, I've heard something like a second cutting or aftermath.
Getting out the bug.
Okay, you don't use those around here. when you gather in grain or something, or maybe hay, first you make it into a
bale.
Okay. Well, what I was thinking of something, say fodder for animals, you might make into small bunches or whatever. What do you call that?
Well, bale of fodder.
Okay.
Bale,
everything. Let me see. You just have a way of asking some of this. Do you grow any kinds of small grains around here other than corn?
Well, it's pasture grass is what we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's of late years, the last 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be corn all the time. But
really? Uh-huh.
Rather. Well, different kinds of pasture grass, five or six different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Hay, make hay out of.
And then the terms I was hunting for is if you bundle up some of this stuff, what would you call that? Or would you ever, you wouldn't have had much occasion for bundles of anything, I guess, if you grew corn and have.
Yeah, bundle of fodder, bundle of
okay.
Hay, bale of hay.
And would you have something larger than a bundle?
Bale.
Okay, that'd be the next thing. How big would a bundle be?
As much as you want to tote.
Okay, but it wouldn't be any special.
No.
And you wouldn't have anything where you put several bundles together, other than short of a bale, huh?
No.
Okay. A measure of wheat in what? It might have
bushels.
Okay. Can you tell me this? Which would be easier to harvest, oats or wheat?
Oats.
Okay. How would they be harvested?
Well, of course, they used to cut them with a cradle.
Uh-huh.
And then tie up the bundles.
Uh-huh.
But now then they harvest them with a mowing machine.
Yeah.
Reaper, they call them sometimes.
Okay, well.
Big bunch of oats.
With
oats.
Mm-hmm.
Oats.
Well, then let me ask my question another way.